The budget for the fiscal year that starts up in July puts borough spending at $9.7 million in the general fund, up just slightly from this past year. And like this past year, the budget also uses reserves to balance expenses and revenue. The borough built those savings up using federal emergency aid for the salaries of first responders and other borough workers during the pandemic. The Assembly's changes this week mostly move money around from one planned use to another or use some savings, but don't add to the spending in the general fund. Assembly member Dave Kensinger proposed paying up to $40,000 for conceptual plans. Those would look into replacement of the breakwater at the Banana Point boat ramp on southern Mitkoff Island and repairs to the dock at Papke's Landing about 10 miles south of Petersburg.
I think anybody that uses those facilities realizes they're very important for the economic viability of the area. They're very important for people that recreate in the area, and they're not exclusively used by any particular part of the community, but they're used by the entirety of the borough.
Kensinger said that planning would be a starting point and could help the borough land some grant money through a federal infrastructure bill. The design work would be paid out of the borough's property development fund. That's some money set aside to purchase or improve land or buildings. Mayor Mark Jensen noted that those docks and boat ramps remain the property of the state, despite some past talks to transfer some of them to the local government.
That's concerning to me, I guess. If we don't have permission to go work on the, you know, to apply this design to the facility, if we don't have, you know, the rights to it.
The vote was 5-1 in favor of the change, with Jensen voting no and Jay Stanton Greger not at the meeting. The Assembly also agreed to a staff request to boost the budget for sewer replacement on Ira 2 Street. The contract for that work goes to local company Rock and Road. Another budget change was to earmark revenue from the borough's marine passenger vessel fee for cleaning those two public restroom trailers that are out this summer. There's around $50,000 in that fund, which comes from a charge on cruise ships docking here. Kensinger suggested that budget direction and thought it is a good use of the cruise ship money.
This is a real easy sell to those companies because, you know, their passengers need to use the restroom. And right now, and as has happened in past years, a lot of the restroom use has fallen upon the local businesses in town, and they've been absorbing the cost of cleaning their restrooms and supplying those supplies. And by having a designated location that's right in the center of town, I think we're going to eliminate a lot of the conflicts that have occurred over trying to find a place to use the restroom in the town.
It's not yet clear whether borough staff or a private contractor would do the work. Jensen was also the only no vote on that change. It was a unanimous vote to spend $10,000 from a borough contingency fund to be awarded to the members of the Emergency Operations Center for their work during the pandemic. That money could normally be spent on other unforeseen expenses. Assemblymember Bob Lynn proposed moving $10,000 out of the budget for road striping and using that instead to pay for snow plowing at Papke's Landing. That contracted work has been funded in recent budgets but wasn't included in this year's staff proposal. Lynn said that service was promised with the formation of the borough in 2013, and it passed with only Jeff Mucci voting no. The overall budget passed on a 5-1 vote as well. Mayor Jensen was the only opposition.
A couple reasons. I'm not going to support the budget like I did in the second reading, and the fire trucks won. And the amendment was made the first reading to add more funding in for KFSK, even though they're getting a couple $100,000 from the federal government. And a couple of these amendments that were just made today, I have trouble with, so I won't be supporting the budget as amended.
The plan includes replacement of a fire truck for up to $650,000. The various borough departments make regular payments into a motor pool fund used to cover the large anticipated costs of that and other vehicles used by borough workers. KFSK receives an increase in its borough funding under this budget, while it's also getting a one-time payment of over $203,000 in federal emergency aid. The radio station has seen its state funding eliminated, around $88,000 a year for each of the past 2 years. And in a separate vote this week, the Assembly approved a property tax rate that this budget is based on for the upcoming year, with the same rate for property owners in Service Area 1 and a small increase for the rest of the borough. Even though the new fiscal year is just weeks away, the borough has no final word yet on state funding, but the local government is expecting no reimbursement for school project debt again this year and plans to use reserves to fill that gap. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.